Everyone has the same one.
Huh. In Chazal, brought down, let's say you have a stud like Bnei Brak. You have a stud like Bnei Brak. The Olam starts gathering together in the middle of the street. The whole stud, they got together. They wake up early in the morning and start traveling to Yerushalayim. They say, Nala Tzion, Abeis Hashem Elokeinu. And they're traveling. And they have a Chalil, they're singing and they're dancing. In the Mamasha Aganta parade, and when they come close to Yerushalayim, the Bnei Yerushalayim come out and say, Shalom, Bnei Brak, you came, and the people that are working the Poyalim, they stop, and they stand up, and they give covet. What's happening? There's 20 farmers. One's bringing a fig, one's bringing a date, one's bringing a pomegranate. Zap parade, Zap tumult. What's the pshat? And you say the Torah, it says, it's a machta b'chol atoim. For this little fig that you're bringing out, it's a machta b'chol atoim. What's the pshat? Pshat is that we're not makir what karsh toiv is. First thing has to realize that when he has this fig over here, that means he's healthy, he's alive, he's capable, he has a field, he has other potanim, he has earth to sell, and he has to thank Hashem for that. But that's not enough. Not enough to thank Hashem for this fig. Just for that. No, it started from Arami Oviravi. Start all the way from the beginning. The Stalos was until today. As Rabbi Yochum says in that Torah, you have to thank Hashem for all the Sevuvim and Stalos, for everything that happened that was able to you to come today, that you could bring this fig to the Beit HaMikdash. And it's such a simcha that says that Agrippa HaMelech could take the sal of fruit, the melech, put on his shoulder and bring it to the Azara. Just because of this thing, of this tree. And Ruchim says, that's benching. If Kazai is to eat a kabeya, and you thank Hashem for that you're alive now. No, it's not enough. You're mechuyev to think of how you got here today to eat this piece of bread through all the thousands from the beginning. That's why you mentioned in Odelecha all the history from the beginning till today. As you mentioned last week, Nikuda. That Amun Amoyev has no shaykhis, because they're not makatoyim from something that happened four generations earlier. And you see from here that just a little fruit is machayim, so much karas atoyim, so much a big parade, Yerushalayim gets up, and everybody's making a big deal about this karas atoyim. And the Rukham says that every single time we bench, it's a ki'ilu havas bikurim. Because of the grace of karas atoyim, you have to have karas baruch. And we can understand, it says in Hilchos, in Siman Kufei Gimel Ches, that when you're benching, the Shiloh being shown from their year of their covered, Yesh Mishayimer, Shadzina Katrila. The same halachas by benching, the same halachas when you're diving to an Esrei. And then he says in Sif Tes, Lo Yashav Akalas Reish, Elo Be'ima. You have to sit, the Shad's benching Be'ima. Manus like to an Esrei. What's the Shad? The Shad is that you're coming with Nea Boreg, the Shad's when you're benching, and you're saying, thank you Hashem for this slice of bread. And you Mamish Akaras Atayiv like Bikurim, if they were like you did in the Beit HaMikdash, you came with the Bikurim to be Makiv in the Beit HaMikdash, here also, Mashash the Birchas of Mazin, it's Mamish going with Nea Boreg to thank him for all the Atayiv that he's done. And this is what Akaras Atayiv is. The Chavis of Avis, Chesmer Nefesh, the 14th Chesmer Nefesh, he says, if a star had an Ava towards you, so you have also Ava, you know the star loves you, you have Ava. If the star not only loved you, but he did things for you, you'd also have love for him. So Kal V'Choymer, if you know the Kosh Baruch Hu loves you. He says, the Pasuk says, Ki Me'avet Hashem Eschem. And we have a Chochas to the whole history of Klai, so that Hashem loves us. So how much is that as Mechayev us to give, to have a Kosh Atoyim? And the Chochas Baruch says, it's not enough that he loves us, but he loves us, and Ava Shem he also loves. And he says, Re'achav, Re'avichav, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al Torzav. If you have someone who loves you and loves your parents, so you never hold on to him and have a Karas Atoyim. And he says, and his Chavis Torah says, and what, with this Akara, which is really the benching, we have the Stalsalis of Karas Atoyim, it's Mechayiv you to be Bateach in Hashem, to La'av Hashem, La'avdoi, to Spalolov. And a person who does not realize this, What can we say? First of all, not realize this. Chavisus, the Vava says, he has a seichel gas. He has a stupid head. He's not clear. He doesn't think properly. And he gives a muscle of a spider. You have a window. And you have a spider that puts a web over the window. So you can still see through the window. But he makes a thicker web and more until such a big web that you can't see through the window. So that's what happens. The seichel first is clear. And then it gets closed up. And he says you have to be afraid that you should not close up the whole or haseichel. And you should hop around and stop being makatoiv and realizing how much Kosh Baruch Hu does for you, from you and your avosecha. Today that you should be, they'll have the or haseichel should shine through. And we say then the parsha, or the close end of the parsha, the pasuk says, if you can do a tachas asher levaz Hashem simcha v'simcha tu levo. What's the pshat? Doesn't say he didn't do a voice. Did a voice is Hashem, but wasn't the simcha. If a person doesn't do a voice Hashem is simcha, it's showing he's not makir that Hashem is giving him constantly. If a person is receiving, how could you not pay back? How can you not do a voice Hashem is simcha? Someone will give you so much, you can't do so much, you can't do anything for him? Elamai, you're not realizing your paramount to kfira. You don't realize that you're receiving, you don't realize that Kazrul is giving you something? How can you not be able to Hashem is simcha? It's a raya that you're not makatoy, but you say of a yid that Amr and Moiv can't get the Klai Yisrael because you're lacking in this in the Kuda. Therefore, your personal coffee toy is not makatoy as the very item that he's giving to him. Therefore, a person has to be Moli Simcha B'Shas Tavar Yisrael because that is awareness of a Karsa toy. And we say, Reginald points out, it says Tachas of a life. The whole reason why we're here alive is to be makatoy. The mind is America, Chavoy, or Lo Yidoy. Now we should sing to Hashem, we shouldn't stop, which means death. Hashem Elokai Olam Adeka. I will always thank Hashem. We say in Tachlin, the Pasuk, Ki Ein V'mavis Yechrecha, V'sha'ol Mi Yoydelach. Who will thank Hashem when we die? The Tachlis of life is to thank Hashem. The Pasuk in Teilim Tes Beis, Oida Hashem Echolibi, and the Pasuk over there in Tes Yudal, it says, Vavro, Oni, Mishonai, save me from my enemies, bring me Mishayim Ovis, bring me up Mishayim Ovis, the real Hashem to help us. Why? The man of Sakra called to a Secha. Mishayim Basiyim Agilah to a Secha. So if you want Chaim, person wants Chaim, coming less than 2 weeks to Yom Adin, we want Chaim. So the Mechaim is to do the Tachas of Chaim, is to thank Hashem. The Rigdon Miller said, you ever thank Hashem for your heart? Ever thank Hashem? Heart's pumping? They don't know how it starts. All of a sudden, it evolves. In the body, it's a heart, and it's this thing that doesn't move, but all of a sudden it starts to pump. They don't have an explanation for it. Why it starts to pump? You ever thank Hashem for that? So you say, well, Chazal felt important thing for the heart, there would be in say, the brich of the shakar, like eyes and other things. So it's not the pshat. Because the reason, only thing we make a bracha, the masak and a bracha, on things that stop, like eyes. In the night, you don't see. And at night, you don't walk. Now you're lying down, you don't move, so you make those brachas, you don't have clothing on. So you make, afterwards, in the morning, we're hearing, we don't make a bracha in hearing. We don't make a bracha in hearing because you hear them when you're sleeping. The alarm clock wakes you up, so you hear. So the only mistaken of the badir, because the person wants to wait. The person wants to wait till his heart stops to thank Hashem, it might be too late. Right? The person has to thank Hashem in every single prat. And just because Chazal decided certain things, it's not lafuke other things. And the Chovas of Avos in the Psicha, Tashar Avos Elikim, asks the following question. Why is it that the human being is so smart, is so capable with Seichel, yet he, compared to an animal, he's lacking so much? He says one is that you take a 2-month-old kitten, you put him on a rooftop, he's not going to walk over the ledge. He sees that it's deep down there, he's going to fall, he stops. Hashem can take a 1-year-old, 2-year-old baby, put him on a ledge, Hashem, he'll walk off because he has no seichel. How can it be that way? What's the pshat? So the person, so you take the fastest running person in the world, a field mouse is quicker than him. Now, he's the strongest person in the world, a baby elephant can pick up more than him. What's the pshat? And also the human waste, and the person when he dies, smells the most. And when a person loses his seichel, he's worse off than any animal that doesn't have seichel. What's the pshat? Chavis Vavis answers the following. It says the following. In Ein v'koichoi l'hasik v'zoinim ki v'koishik v'chol ha'dvarim, why does Hashem do these things? Today, shizvoinim b'toivis harabuit v'chasdei ha'shvoyit v'ach sh'osimoit. Hashem makes a person lacking everything. He has to work hard to make money. He has to work work to do anything, to build a house, whatever it is, it takes a lot of work. Today, should we realize that if kol va mekash baruch hu, shiyaker she'en lo kreches atzvoi, v'yaker chazoi, v'yidvak b'chol eis, b'chol matzis, l'avoy zavari asher l'mana nivra. Therefore, by being makir toiv, that you can't, you don't have anything, you need Hashem for every single part, you'll be over the Hashem karoi. And we don't realize, a person needs 1,000 things to be able to have a sit down by a seder and have yishir adat. First comes a seder and he has a little thing stuck in his tooth. The whole time the switch talks to him, he's busy trying to get it out of his mouth. And he said, okay, it's his, but I'm going to learn the rest of the seder, I'm not going to ignore it. 2 minutes later, he's back trying to pull it, you know, he's trying to look for a string, he's trying for a tissue, whoever he's trying to get out, it takes him over. A little piece of food stuck in his mouth, he's ois mensch. Mamish, a little prick in his finger, he can't, he's really looking at it and biting and sucking out the blood. A mensch needs 1,000 things to be able to have yishuv adat. I once did an experiment, you can do it at home. I told everybody at my table, close your eyes, and take a spoon, and put it into the cup in front of you. And of course, everyone's like this, and this, and this, they can't find the cup. I said, okay now, close your eyes, and take the food and put it in your mouth. Next, everybody put it in their mouth, that was the first try. Amazing, you know, you never see your mouth, and it worked. You know what a chesed is? Imagine if you had to eat, and you couldn't find the mouth. You know how dirty you have to put on the bib, and you have the napkins, and you know, maybe the kofim says took thousands of years where they stuck in their face until finally you got the mouth, and then maybe we inherited that, like, your ability. But it's a chesed Hashem. It's just a matter of chesed Hashem that we're able to do such things. You know, it would be such a void to sit and eat, but you need a mirror. And the thousands and thousands of things that a Kosh Baruch does to make it easy for us, today that we should be able to Hashem properly. The disciple says, you ever look at a cat? A cat doesn't have a chin. No animal has a chin. Giraffe doesn't have a chin. Chayalim. The disciple, he walked and he looked at a cat and said, doesn't have a chin. I never knew the cat didn't have a chin until I saw it in the disciple. Why? What's shot? Disciple, what's shot? A cat doesn't have a chin. All animals don't have a chin. Only human beings have chins. He says, because when you have a chin, it makes it easier to eat. And you don't have to be so involved in what you're eating. And therefore you can think and learning. My thinking, an animal, the whole top of the animal is just to eat. It doesn't need a chin. Chesed Hashem, that Hashem gave it a chin. Amazing thing. That's what the disciple says, Chayoilam. And it's pride after pride. Amazing. Akash Baruch Hu. I was in the summer. I went to the Vakar in Petach Tikva, Schneider's Hospital. I was there in the room where they're doing procedures for the heart. And over there they do a procedure. It wasn't an operation. They stick a catheter up through the main artery in the foot, and they reel it up from the foot all the way up to the heart to check the heart. So in that room, you know, they call people waiting to get brought into the room where you do the procedure. And on the wall, they have this, I don't know, a psychiatrist, psychologist, I don't think, some psych, that she has a letter. Viva Simcha. Why? Achayim lefanecha. Don't worry, this and that. Just all be Simcha, achayim lefanecha. So I think to myself, the people over here are for fun, whether they're looking, they're checking, they're getting a heart check, but to find gold, it's just a cheap word. Just say, oh, just be happy. That's as my brother over there, he said not one word about Hashem over here. It's only shayach to be happy in every matziv if you realize the bayir olam and you realize that you're receiving. About it's not easy, but just to say, don't worry. If the person is frightened, that they put him under complete anesthesia and he has to keep his foot up for 6 hours because maybe he'll bleed to death if we don't take care of it. So. Chaim, the Fanecha, it only works. Simcha, the Chaim, is only if you have awareness of the Bayer Olam. As it says in Ben Yoina and Shai Tshuva, Beis Tes. Umasa ka'or v'toiv le'naim l'yei tes ha'shemet. Uvnei ha'zokin lo yitam asha yorchov asha shayishte. An older person who gets very old, then he loses his taste, and he loses his time to drink. So what should he do? Yesha l'zakin l'fnois Lahonois b'moor shemesh. You should enjoy the sunlight. While tiktur nashoy, and therefore you won't be disgusted. You should just bask in the sun. I want the zayecha to have someone very old in my house, and the person wants to sit right next to the sun, have the sun shining on them. Just in order to enjoy the sun. Ki katzer nafish, nefesh, because when a person has a katzer nefesh, disgusted. Moneya to adam and malecha shemayim. Gan ki yazkin ha adam mioi. Even he gets very old. Al ya al atmai lamasa. Ach b'chol shnoisav yismach. Naman lo yovad echas mishnoisav. You have to be happy every single day of your life in order that you should be able to do Ayin Hashem Karoi. And no matter what age, you get to the very, very old, you have to be happy that you're alive and you're enjoying something, because after a person's iftar, after 120, then he will be able to work on this inyan of thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, when we have Shirim HaTov, it's not easy. It's just a work of a lifetime to get to the Madrega where a person is going through Yisurim. Mishil Sharm says that is also, Mishil Sharm Perches says, what is Magra the Ha'aris of doing Zrizis and Avayis Hashem, to do more Avayis Hashem? Ha'istakus v'roi ha'toyvish ha'kosh v'ch ha'oseim adam v'chol eis v'chol sha'ah. Every single rega kosh v'ch is meitiv. Mi'eis ha'leida ad ha'yoyim acharein. Ein l'cha adam v'eidamativ shimatei im ani im ashi im barim chayla. So you're in the flesh of Tovis Ravis and Matovai. There are plenty of Tovis to every single person. And he says, he's alive even though he's sick. Okay, it's a high madrega. But we have to start, even with Baruch Hashem, we don't have that. We have what Mishael Sharon says, we have to thank Hashem for all the Tovis we have that are healthy. I was once with Mishael Shuris by Rick DeMiller, and one of the his Balvatim said, Usher, Ezo Usher. So he said, Usher stands for Einayim, Shinayim, Yedayim, Raglayim. He says, I have two limousines over here. He's all happy about everything, all the things he has. See, has fun, it's Kehila. But we have to, for the Pasha thing that we have to Mole Simcha. So let's ask Rick DeMiller, what should I do? I have Yisuri Eoy. How should I be happy? So he said, you speak to me after the Shir, we'll decide you have Yisuri Eoy. But for everybody else doesn't have Yisuriya, they have to be very, very happy when he gets to work on taking Hashem, be makir the chesed Hashem. And atzvit, when we're not happy, some people think that if you knock yourself, you have atzvit as a chesed of Hashem. So Rechaim Vital says that that's lahepa. Dr. Rechaim Vital in Shire Kedusha, Beit Dalet, ha'atzvit, goyremit, menias, ha'avoida, the king of mitzvot, when a person is ba'atvis, it prevents him from everything. It's during and asotus hayei tahara. Even if a person is a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik and he has a chassid, being open a chassidus, he says the following. Who am I to do avayis Hashem? I'm a chote, I'm not roi. And he lists a whole list of why he's not roi to avayis Hashem. Who am I to discadis v'kdushoi malchus ha'olam? Says this is hepech ayved Hashem has to be this simcha, because simcha meisifa cheshik v'av to be dovek bayis baruch, as it says tachna shalavazi simcha simcha to leiva. If you do things v'atvit, you are. He says atvain is mezuma hasamach men v'nochash. The whole avodas mitzvah tchilas tarach shiya v'tachlas a simcha. First, that's in the smalei simcha, and it's over for a baron. That when he sees to say shir, then not for vine. The Talmud didn't say a vine for shir. He was so mole simcha, happy for what he was saying, that he either would start to laugh. And the vine should say there's nothing more gishmak than a baruch hu. Halavai shvizoicha me'enze. But this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. This is a avodas hachaim. This is a avodas for a chana for kavala olam hashemayim.